Inside the shack was a little confusion, and George only had his hands tied up, and in the confusion leapt at the door to get out, coughing as he went. One of the highwaymen followed him, and as he went through the door, Jippers used the pistols, the other end of them, and crashing a blow came down on his head. He was out cold, so Mr. Barrel moved to tie him up. Then it happened. The roof collapsed and Olivia fell headlong into the shack, and the whole earthen roof went with her. At that, the other highwayman was covered with earth up to his waist, and Olivia along with it. Jippers stood inside the doorway, pistol in his hand, and told the highwayman to make his way out slowly, or to get what was coming to him. Jippers, all 7 foot of him, standing in the doorway, made quite an impressive sight, and the highwayman, who was small and fat, pleaded for mercy, as he was made to come out of the door of the shack where Mr. Barrel tied him up hands and feet. Olivia, in the meantime, a little dazed, made her way out also of the door of the shack and walked outside. George stood outside laughing, his head off, as Olivia looked something worse than horrible, all dirty and with a brown and blackened face, and her clothes stunk something awful. "All right for you to laugh, George. I did it to save your rotten self," Olivia said, and she burst into tears. Jippers took hold of her and said, "Never have I seen such a brave lass in all my life." Even Mr. Barrel was taken aback and said, "Truly a wonderful young lady." Jippers then climbed onto one of the horses of the highwayman and rode for help. And about an hour later, the police arrived and marched the highwayman away. They stayed on in the village for a few days longer, then planned, as Olivia took a well-earned rest from all the excitement, and the chief of police came to visit them and gave Olivia a big fat reward of £100, which she shared out with Mr. Barrel and Jippers, so all was very nice for them all. Mrs. Crooks then decided not to carry on to visit her friend. She could do that another time, but to go to London and visit Aunt Tab's friend instead, so they could have a week's holiday there and see the sights as well. "Well, all's well that ends well," Olivia remarked, and they all set off for London the very next day. Thank you very much, children, for listening to our story, and until next time, have fun and more adventures of Olivia. Bye-bye for now. Look after yourselves.